All right, good friends, you have returned for segment 3 of program 13, the final in the series of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. I'm Marshall Wood, the host here on WCGA AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia. And I have been, to some people, having a screed against black people and against the Democrat Party. But the truth is, at the very top are those who are the puppet masters, and they're black people and white people, but particularly white folks. I say black people because I've just seen a very disturbing article that came across the wire about what we've all suspected, or those of my group have suspected, and that is that Barack Obama is really the shadow president of this country and has been, which is why a vacuous, ignorant, vain, white male, which is a symbol of what God thinks of us, yes, us, including me, for losing this country that he ordained would exist. Because as you're going to hear in the final two segments, what lies ahead is probably not pretty, but we have some specific things we must do. But I want to talk about Paul Hill for just a minute, because he died by lethal injection in Florida State Prison in Stark on September 3rd, 2003. And I went for that event. I wasn't inside. I didn't see him die, but I was in that group of people gathered outside. It was several hundred people, some from a very liberal, so supposedly Baptist church, either from Kansas or Massachusetts. I forgot which, but it has a name in its title that's from two cities in both those states. But I think it's the Westboro Baptist Church or something like that. But they were screaming on loudspeakers at the top of their lungs, "In 3 hours, 4 minutes, and 20 seconds, Paul Hill will face his maker." And they cackled demonically, celebrating the death of a human being who had taken an action that he believed in. And he believed the same things I do about abortion. Let me read you something that he said. These were Paul Hill's last words. He said, "If you believe abortion is a lethal force, you should oppose that force and do what you have to do to stop it. May God help you to protect the unborn as you yourselves want to be protected." Now, here's why I'm talking about Paul Hill that day. As I drove to Stark, it was a sunny day, but as I approached that prison, the clouds continued to gather, and just prior to his execution at about 1 o'clock, while I was kneeling in an open field between a bunch of nuns who were protesting the death penalty in the Foxboro Baptist Church, or Westboro Baptist Church, Foxboro, I think it was, that were just saying all sorts of horrible things about Paul Hill and his death. And then around them was a mob, I mean a mob of the media, who wanted to see this killer of a abortion provider executed. They wanted to make sure it happened. I've never seen such news coverage for an event. But about 30 minutes prior to the event, the most horrendous storm I have ever been in. Folks, I've flown around the world in airplanes. The most violent electrical storm I have ever seen descended on us. The rain was pelting down. I literally saw lightning hitting the concrete around these TV vans. It was the most horrendous thing. I just simply got as low as I could in that field with a piece of plastic over my head, waiting for this event that was going to happen at 1 o'clock. And then, of course, the Foxboro Baptist folks, I don't want to call them Baptists, they're heathens, they're a bad bunch of folks, were counting down to that long-awaited execution of Paul Hill, who was a good man, and I stand with him in spite of what he did. He took an action, murdering a murderer. I have some mixed emotions about that on the inside, but I want you to hear this. I saw what I believe to be the judgment of God, the foreshadowing of the judgment of God on this nation for abortion. Some would say, well, no, he was showing how evil Paul Hill was. Nay, that was not the case. It was not the case. God was showing his displeasure at what the government was doing and the things that we had come to stand for as a country. And you know, folks, just a little bit after 1 o'clock, when it was announced that Paul Hill was dead, and we saw the black vehicle bearing his body depart the prison, it suddenly cleared up, the rain stopped, and the sun came out. I have never experienced anything like that in my life. It was a cacophony of opposing forces screaming at each other, but really a relatively small handful of citizens there. The media massively gathered like vultures to record the execution of this man who stood for things that the media calls important, like abortion rights, killing a baby outside the womb. And that single event reminds me of where we are today. There is a storm going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, that we have generated, and there's lightning bolts hitting everywhere. And we're about to execute a country by lethal injection of Marxism into it. And frankly, I think the injection site just may well be in Fulton County, Georgia, while men vainly protest in the streets. We must do something. I hope you'll come back to segment 4 as we get a little deeper in this mess. God bless you.